Philip Giraldi at AmericanConservative.com today, debunking Trump's casus belli. This is a piece here about how in the intelligence spook industry, there are many former CIA, former intel officers, who are no longer in the intel industry, but comment on it. And they're still connected to people who are in the intel circles, if you will, spook community. And vast majorities of these people are still trying to find out where the Trump administration got the intelligence that said that Assad was the owner of and the detonator and the user of the sarin gas bombs that we all have seen the infamous videos of. There is no evidence. Here, one paragraph from Philip Giraldi. This is another lack of ethics here. The insiders note that no evidence has been produced to demonstrate convincingly that Syrian forces dropped a chemical bomb on a civilian area. U.S. monitors, who had been warned by the Russians that an attack was coming, believe they saw from satellite images something close to the Russian account of events, with a bomb hitting the targeted warehouse, which then produced a cloud of gas. In other words, the missiles never launched. They also note that Syria had absolutely no motive for staging a chemical attack. In fact, it was quite to the contrary, as Washington had earlier that week backed off from the U.S. position that President Assad should be removed from office. The so-called rebels, however, had plenty of motive. Many intelligence officials have concluded that the White House is lying and concealing what it knows. Some employees have even expressed a desire that a whistleblower might step forward to demolish the administration's casus belli, though none has yet offered to do so. Most of all, those on the ground are alarmed over ongoing preparations for expanding the war, including seemingly active plans to establish no-fly zones and safe havens. The uncompromising demand that al-Assad must go will lead, in their opinion, to a rapid escalation of military activity that inevitably will result in conflict with Russia. And there's no evidence. None. 0.0. But it doesn't matter. Better charge, please. We don't need evidence. We just need a bomb. Judge, jury, executioner. Who appointed the United States of America as judge, jury, executioner? Who?